Morning, everyone. I am going to read from 1 Peter 1, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It makes it a little clearer for me. And so I'd like, if you don't want to try to follow along, just try to really listen carefully. This is packed with all kinds of good things. I'm going to start in verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Christ's suffering and his great glory afterward. They were told that their messages were not for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It is all so wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen. The next section here is called A Call to Holy Living. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. And remember that the Heavenly Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during the time here as temporary residents. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And it was not paid with mere gold or silver, which lose their value. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him as your ransom long before the world began. But now in these last days, he has been revealed for your sake. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth, so now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal living word of God. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. Okay, well, like I said, this is just full of a lot of things to apply to our lives. I was really touched by it and challenged by it, and I'm hoping I can challenge each of you. Like it said in the first part, we look to the hope of eternal life. That is what is to drive us for our life here on earth. Why do we keep on going? Why do we keep living? Why are we Christians? What motivates us? We know that there's heaven and hell, and we know that Jesus saved us. But we need to rely on that hope of Jesus. We need to rely on that to get us through these hard times. I was really challenged with the last portion of the scripture. It says, prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. And then put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So I want to challenge the men and the young men especially. How do you go through your day? How do you go through each day? What is your focus on? It says here, we need to rely on that hope, and we need to focus on that eternal life. I struggle with getting wrapped up in, the next day. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do? How am I going to live? How am I going to make money? How am I going to do all that stuff? When really, I just need to just rely on God each day and realize that this life is so small. It says in the last part of those verses that we wither like the grass, and it fades away, but the word of the Lord remains forever. So it says, you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires, because you didn't know any better then. So how are we doing as Christians? I mean, we've maybe been born again for 10 years, or maybe it's been a year, or maybe it's been 50 years or whatever. Do we find ourselves slipping back into our old ways of our own desires? I just want to challenge us. We need to live holy as Christ is holy. He calls us to that. And I just want to challenge the men. Let's help each other out. Let's get to know, especially these young men. They're the future. They're the future generation of this church. And there was times in my life when I was younger where some of the older youth guys, they would come and just ask me how I'm doing, and they would give me advice, and they would want to know more about how my life is going. And that is incredible motivation. That wasn't a motivation to me, and I loved it. And I just want to, especially, you young guys, if there is no one like that, you don't be afraid to ask somebody. But it's a lot easier when the older ones talk to you. I know that. But I just want to, leave that with all of you guys. Let's live holy. Let's not just go through our lives each day and just, just rely. I mean, let's not just think, I'm a good guy, I'm a Christian. But let's strive to do what the Lord says. It doesn't really give us an option to be holy or not holy. It says, be holy, for God is holy. So, that's all I have. Am I supposed to pray now? All right, let's pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for this morning, for all the people here today, and everyone at Newport. Lord, just bless each and every one. I pray that you could open our hearts and minds and help us to just soak everything in and to listen to your word, Lord, and to follow each step. And be with William as he brings the message later on. Lord, just be with us in our Sunday school class. Help us to just reveal to us what is what we're going to go through. And just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here this morning and to learn from you, Lord. Just speak to us, Lord. I ask this all in your name. Amen.